Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Clark Kent and his friends Batman and Robin are shocked by a startling revelation that leads to an incredible mystery.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, those comic buttons you're all collecting in the new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep sure do make a hit when you wear them pinned on your jacket or your dresser cap. They show up so clear and bright that, well, folks take a second look. And no wonder, the pictures of your favorite comic strip characters are true to life. They're straight from the funny papers. You know Vitamin Flintheart by his fuzzy fur coat and that slouch hat, and Brenda Starr by her long, wavy red hair, and Superman by his red insignia and cape flying in the wind, and all the others in this new series of 18 different buttons. Boy, is it fun to work on your collection of Pep comic buttons and to trade duplicates with your friends. Now, you won't want to miss out, so get busy, gang. Ask Mom to get you a package or two of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's right. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these prizes anywhere. You just look for your new comic button in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And see how Pep brightens up your breakfast, too. Those golden toasted flakes of real whole wheat are so crisp and so fresh and so full up with catchy sunshine flavor that, well, your every spoonful calls you right back for more. So ask Mom to get plenty of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. Following his spectacular solution of the Freeville mystery and the arrest of the Honorable Ed Clayton, political demagogue, Clark Kent telephoned editor Perry White in Metropolis to relay the sensational story of the man-made drought. White then gave Kent a piece of information which sent the reporter rocketing back to Metropolis in the fastest way possible, as Superman. Today, as we join him, once more in his guise and garb of Clark Kent, he is entering Editor White's office in the Daily Planet. Listen.
Hello, Chief.
Great Caesar's ghost. Kent.
Well, that's right, but why the surprise?
Well, how did you get here so soon?
What difference does that make?
Difference? Why, I was just talking with you on
that. Oh, forget that for the moment. What's going on here, Chief?
I wish I knew.
Look, you're not sick, are you?
No, I'm not sick.
Well, then what is the matter with you? You tell me that something terrific is going on and you need me here at once. When I get here, you make noises like an expiring fish.
You can't. I always said it was impossible. But maybe you are at that.
Maybe I'm what? Will you please tell me what you're talking about?
Yes, I'll tell you. But you tell me something first, will you?
Well, certainly. What do you want to know?
Now, look. I talked to you on the telephone only a few minutes ago, right?
Yes, but what?
At that time, you were in Freeville, 1,500 miles away.
Well,
so you could get from Freeville, to Metropolis, a distance of 1,500 miles in 10 minutes, unless you are Superman.
No, wait.
Now, can you explain?
Wait a minute, Chief. How do you know I called you from Freeville?
Well, didn't you?
Did I say so?
Well, of course you did. And you're not going to get out of it anyway. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Now that you mention it, I don't remember that you did say you were calling from Freeville.
So
that's the answer, huh? You were right here in Metropolis when you called me, probably right around the corner, huh?
Well, all I can say, Chief, is that you're pretty sharp.
Yeah, sharp as a butter knife. Boy, I ought to have my head examined for thinking, even for a second, that you could be Superman.
Oh, not at all, Chief. Why do you...
Oh, skip it.
Yeah.
Where's Lois? Didn't you come back with you?
No, she stayed in Freeville to cover Ed Clayton's trial in the special election for senator.
Good.
Say, now, look, will you please tell me what terrific something has been going on here that required my immediate presence?
No. What? Well, frankly, I don't know much about it, Ken.
You don't know what?
That Inspector Henderson called about an hour ago and asked for you.
Oh, really? What's up?
Well, I tell you, I don't know. All Henderson would tell me is that the most sensational story in years is going to break the day, and for some special but secret reason, he wants you to come over to police headquarters as soon as you get in.
Well, sounds interesting. I'll hop right over to headquarters.
Wait a minute, Kent. You can't see Henderson right now.
Why? You just said he wanted me to...
I know, but he called again a few minutes ago just before you came in.
Well?
And this time he said for you to sit tight, if and when you got in. Not to stir a step from this office until he called you.
Well, that's odd.
And he said he'd probably call within the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, maybe that's the inspector now. I'll take it.
Never mind. I've got it. Hello? Who? No. I can't see him today, Miss Backrack. I'm very busy. Sorry.
False alarm?
Yeah, a fellow from the club with too much time in his hands looking for a place to waste it.
Oh.
He pounded my ear all last evening with his theory on the monkey burglar, and I guess he wants to continue the discussion.
Monkey burglar? What's that?
Don't you read your own newspaper?
Your voice is changing, Chief, and you forget I've been away for a few days.
Oh, that's right. Well, the monkey burglar is the hottest story in Metropolis right now, Kent.
Is that so? Tell me something about it.
Great Caesar. Maybe that's why he's calling you in.
Now, look, Chief, this is all Greek to me. I know what a monkey is, and I know what a burglar is, but I don't see the connection.
Well, here it is, Kent. Now, for the last few days, or nights, rather, we've had a series of sensational robberies in Metropolis.
How do you mean sensational?
Well, this fellow, who was obviously an amazing acrobat, is walking up the walls of very fashionable apartment buildings and apartment hotels.
Walking up the wall?
Yes. Letting himself in through the window to some millionaire's quarters, looting the place. Then he goes out the same way he came in.
No kidding.
And get this. In each case, he's robbed a building with doormen, elevator men, and even watchmen. But none of them has ever seen him.
Hey, that sounds incredible, Chief.
Yes, I know. But...
Look, if, as you say, no one saw him, how do you know he goes up the walls of the buildings?
Well, a couple of his victims have seen him slip in through the window and, after rifling their apartment, slip out the same window.
Well, maybe use a fire escape.
That would be easy. Except that he robs apartments only on the side of the buildings in each case where there are no fire escapes.
Oh, I see. Well, look, Chief, if one or two others of this monkey burglar's victims saw him, as you say, they should be able to identify him.
Yes, but they say they can't because it was always too dark when the burglary took place. But it does sound a little fishy to me that none of his victims can tell us anything about the fellow.
It does to me, too.
And that's why I say I think Henderson is holding out on us for some reason. So I want you to... just a minute. Hello? Oh, hello, Inspector. Yes, he's here.
Is that Henderson?
Yes. What's that, Inspector? Well, he's... Okay. Right, Inspector.
Don't hang up.
Bye.
I wanted to talk to him, Chief.
He said he hasn't time to talk now, but he wants you to get right over to headquarters because the big story he mentioned is about to break.
Oh, that's all I want to know. I'm on my way, Chief.
Okay, but don't forget about the monkey burglar.
How could I forget? I'll phone you from headquarters as soon as I get the lowdown. So long. You've got both Perry White and me sitting on tacks. What is this terrific story you're going to let me in on?
You'll see, Kent. And you'll agree it's terrific. Why, in all my years on the force, I've never seen or heard of anything like this.
Hey, this gets better and better.
No, it gets worse and worse.
What do you mean?
You know, a police officer isn't easily shocked, Kent. Especially when he's been on the force as long as I have.
Oh, I know, but what...
But I'm shocked now. Shocked to my very toes.
Shocked about what? Look, will you, for heaven's sake, please tell me what this is all about, Inspector?
All right, here it is. Kent, I know who the monkey burglar is.
You do?
Yes. And that's what's shocked me so.
Really? Well, I'd like to see this combination monkey, acrobat, and magician. Who is he?
You'll see him. He's on his way here now. Ought to be here any minute, in fact.
Hey, I don't get it, Inspector. You ought to be tickled to death to catch this fellow. But instead, you look as if you've been forced to lock up your own son or nephew or...
Well, it's almost that bad.
What?
Yeah. Oh, just a minute, Kent.
Yes?
Healy, Inspector. He's here. Should I bring him in?
Yeah, bring him right in, Healy.
Right, sir.
Here comes our monkey burglar now.
You really got me curious, Inspector. I can hardly wait to see this phenomenon.
Well, hang on to your hat, Kent. Because in just a few seconds... You're going to get the shock of your life.
Almost breathless with curiosity and excitement, Clark Kent stands beside the grim-faced Inspector Henderson, his eyes on the door through which the mysterious monkey burglar will enter. Who is he? Well, we'll know in a moment when we return to the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by!
You know, nobody wants to miss out on a good thing.
And that's why all the fellas and girls in the gang are mighty busy these days collecting that new series of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Think of it, 18 new and different pictures of your favorite comic strip characters. Among others, there's Brenda Starr and Cindy and Spud and the Little Moose and Goofy and Beezy and Judy and Corky and Superman, of course. Every single one is a true-to-life picture of some funny paper friend. Every single picture is so bright-colored and gleaming that, well, you're mighty proud to wear your Pep comic buttons pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. And, of course, you wouldn't want to miss the fun of swapping duplicates with your friends. So hop to it, gang. And now, you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. But every time Mom opens a new package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, there's a comic button for your collection. And every time Mom dishes out a bowl of Pep for your breakfast, she's handing you some mighty swell eating, because these toasted whole wheat flakes are crisp and fresh. They taste sunny and golden. Why, they're delicious. So remind Mom right now that you'll eat lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
In Inspector Henderson's office, where he is waiting for the mysterious monkey burglar to be ushered in, Clark Kent starts in surprise, then steps forward smiling and hand outstretched as the door opens and Sergeant Healy ushers two figures into the office. Both figures, a man and a boy, are clothed in tight-fitting costumes and capes, and they wear bat-like hoods and masks.
Batman and Robin. Well, how are you?
Hello, Clark.
Hi, Mr. Kent.
Hi.
How's tricks, Inspector?
Hello, Inspector.
Hello.
Say, you fellas gave me a start. Inspector Anderson here told me to expect the monkey burglar to walk in, and here
the
you
monkey
two.
Burglar?
That's right, Robin. Inspector Anderson said that...
Now, I've been reading about that lad, Inspector. Now I gather you call Robin and me and Kent here in to give you a hand in running him down, right?
Not quite, Batman. We've already run him down.
You have?
Who is he?
He's right here in this room.
What? Oh, wait a minute.
What do you mean, Inspector? There's just Batman and Mr. Kent and I here. And you and Sergeant Healy.
Why, you can't possibly mean you think one of us is the monkey burglar, can you?
I can, and I do.
But who?
You don't know how much it hurts me to say this, gentlemen. But the person we've come to know as the monkey burglar is Robin.
Me?
What?
Robin?
Oh, of all the ridiculous...
Now, wait a minute, Inspector.
You heard me. I now have positive proof that Robin is the mysterious monkey burglar. Put the cuffs on him, Healy.
Speechless for a moment, Clark Kent, Batman, and Robin can only stare open-mouthed as Sergeant Healy steps forward and snaps a handcuff on the wrist of Batman's young companion. Come along, son. Robin, as we know, has always been with Batman, a stalwart defender of law and order, striving at the danger of his life to protect the weak against the strong and uphold the laws of his city and country. And yet Inspector Henderson has just said he has positive proof that Robin is the amazingly acrobatic thief. What can this mean? We'll learn more about this startling situation tomorrow, so don't fail to be with us then. Yes, be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Say, gang, don't forget that this is Boy Scout Week. It celebrates the 37th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America. Our scouts right here in America and in 50 other nations are doing a swell job working to make this a better world. Let's back them up all the way. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Say, what's your favorite Kellogg's cereal for breakfast? Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes, Pep? Well, you can take your pick of 10 individual boxes of different Kellogg's cereals every morning if you'll get Mom to set out Kellogg's variety. Sure, that's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with a grand lineup of Kellogg favorites. Some are flaked, some popped, some shredded, made from corn, wheat, or rice. Yes, sir, breakfast is a picnic all year round when Kellogg's variety's on the table. So ask Mom for Kellogg's variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.